being recorded and published.
I have to do recordings of stuff.
I'm not doing it, Alex.
We're just the rock are accomplished with that. Thy love is clean, thy home. Hold up, publish on that. Entirely of this whole nation. Here tonight for a celebration. 18th anniversary of the shul, of the rock leading the shul. And this could have been merely an act of self-congratulation. Instead, you decided to elevate this evening by making a siyum hash'as, by exalting this moment with a total connection to Torah. And to be honest, that's the reason why I came here tonight. Actually, one reason is that Rabbi Cohen himself asked me, and I've been in England already almost 9 years, and I got to know Rabbi Cohen, and he's a rather persistent person. And if you say no the first time, he'll ask you again, and he'll ask you again. And therefore, I give you a bit of advice. I think say yes the first time. It saves time. However, the real reason I came was for the gila that celebrates its anniversary, the Siyum Hash'as. And as David HaMelech said, Chover ani l'chol asher yirevu. I would like to be a friend, I'd like to be part, a member of any group of Yirei Hashem. As we celebrate this 18th anniversary, let us reflect, what is the purpose of a Gila? What is the purpose of a Shul? The Gemara in Brachos, Tavches, Amar Aleph says, Kol mi sheyesh beis hakneses b'iroi. Anyone who has a beis hakneses in his city, in his town. V'eino in yifcham is follow. And he doesn't go in there. Daven? Nikro shochein ra. He is a bad neighbor. And the Gemara is very perplexing. What is being a bad neighbor? You have to know if you're a good person or if you're a bad person. Philosophy is a deraisa, it's a rasha. If it's a drabbanon, it's an avara. If it's merely a maila, so then he's lacking in maimas. But what does it have to do with being a shofin ra? In what way is this person a bad neighbor if he doesn't attend shul? To know what a bad neighbor is, you have to learn halacha shchemim. You can tell from my accent, I wasn't born in Gateshead. And 20 years before, I lived in Gateshead, I lived in Muncie. And in Muncie, the definition of a bad neighbor is the person across the street if he doesn't mow his lawn. Because when you look out the window, you don't see your own lawn. You only see the person across the street's lawn. As a matter of fact, I reflected and I came to the understanding, there's a famous expression, the grass is always greener on the other side. And let me explain to you what it really means. Why is the grass greener on the other side? Because your own grass, you see the bald spots, you see the weeds, you see the empty patches. When you look across the street, all you see is the green. That's what it means. And so too is it about our own life. So anyway, the definition of a bad neighbor is to be someone across the street who doesn't bother the world. I came to Gateshead. Baruch Hashem, no bad neighbors. And a drop of grass over there. So, what does it mean? What does it mean that someone doesn't go to shul to not do with shmeis? And really, you have to understand, what is the purpose of going to the Beis HaKnesses? Most people, you'll ask them, what do you accomplish in the Beis HaKnesses? They would say, tefillah b'tzibur, kaddish, kedusha, baruch. If you look in the Kuzari, Maimer Shlishi, Siman Yitzayin through Yitess, he gives us a totally new insight in what Tfilas HaTzibur is. And he says as follows, She Tfilas HaTzibur Dereisa. The Tfila of a Tzibur is a Dereisa. U Tfilas Yochid Derabon. Tfilas Yochid is only a Derabon. In other words, a tefillas hatzibur is qualitatively different than a tefillas hayochid. and he explains, what does it mean in Tfilas HaTzibur? Ki Yisrael HaKol. The advantage of a Tfilas of a Kol. Ki HaKol Yisfal B'mash Yesh Hefzid L'Yachid. A Kol will never dominate for something that harms an individual. But the Yachid, Efshashi Yisfal B'mash Yesh Hefzid L'Yachid L'Acherim. An individual only thinks about themselves, and they will daven for what's good for them, even if it's harmful or deleterious to someone else. A call will never daven for something that harms anyone. The Khazari gives us a new understanding. Tfilas HaYachid is only a drabbana. That's a person thinking about themselves. And it's possible for a person to daven for himself. And even if it harms other people, Hashem, that person is worthy and meritorious. How could the Shabbos will accept that too? How do we know this? We know the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur, had a very limited amount of time to daven. People were waiting for him, people were concerned. One of the tefillahs he said is, Val Yishma tefillahs Be'vrei Drachim. Do not listen to the traveler's tefillah. The people are traveling, and they daven, Hashem, let it not rain. I don't want to be uncomfortable. I don't want it to ruin my balsalina. And it could be that everybody needs the rain. The crops need the rain, the farmers need the rain. We need water to drink. But if the Oivrei Derech davens sincerely, and he says, please don't let it rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could listen to him. And to counteract that, the Kohen Gadol represents Klal Yisrael. In the Kodesh Kodashim, which is the motto of the Ichud of Avreda of Klal Yisrael, on Yom Kippur, on the day of Achdus of Klal Yisrael, has the David, Bal Yishma Tfilas Eivrei Drachim. True Tfilas HaTzibur is for the Teva of the Klal. The Teva of the Rabbi, who can Ish Echad Kulei Echad. I think that's probably the word. Mi sheyesh lo beis haknesses v'iroi. Someone has a beis haknesses v'einoi nichnes v'shalom. He doesn't go into daven. You want to know if he's a bad person? I don't know. He might be such a good person that Hashem will listen to his tefillahs and not anyone else's. If you want to know something, he's a shachan ra. He's a bad neighbor. Because he only thinks about himself and he doesn't think about other people. The definition of a shul, of a kehillah, is this. You should know that the Abatek Nisiyas and Bati Midrashas that have many members, and there are a lot of people down there, and they're all Yaitz HaKadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, but it's a Tfilas HaYechidim. Each one is just davening for themselves. It's a Beis HaMedrash full of Yechidim. A true Tehillah Kedashim is one where there's Tfilas HaTzibur, where a Tzibur gathers together people, families, and they decide to get together for a greater cause than themselves. They live their lives together, they mishtatif in each other's simcha, they celebrate together, and yes, at times they mourn together, and their tefillah is a tefillah of their Rabbi. The Samedrish or Yerushalayim is known the Shem of the Feris as a true tefillah makom of tefillas HaTzibur. It's a place where people don't only think about themselves, but they think about something larger and greater than themselves. That's a true Beis HaMedrash, and that's what you celebrate tonight. These 18 years have been under the leadership of the Rav, Rav Kolo. What is the purpose in having a Rav? I'll tell you a story from the Rav Kolo, and she's a lady. He said that once there was a kehillah looking for a rav, and they went to ask Rav Chaim Riske, tell me, before we search for a rav, tell me, what is the purpose of a rav? What do we need one for? And Rav Chaim Riske was a very astute person, and he said, you should know, I'm one of the younger rabbanim at that time, and I don't think I'm the first person you've asked. Reveal to me everybody you asked and tell me what they said, and then I'll tell you the true answer. So they said, this will be honest with you. We asked the Aruch HaShulchan, there are facilities, you need a rod for passing childs. We asked for Vince Pentaburger, and he said you need a rod to give Musser to rebuke the Kehillah. We asked him that Tziv was his grandfather by marriage, and he said you need a rod to be Bar Mitzvah. And now we decided to come ask you. So Chaim said, before I give you an answer, let me explain to you why they're all wrong. He says you don't need a rod to pass an halacha, because every Yid should know Shulchan himself. You don't need a rav to give Musr, because every Yid should learn Musr. To be Marvitz Torah, everyone's supposed to be Marvitz Torah. So what do you need a rav for? He said, you need a rav to be nice and loyal and chaver. What you need a rav for is to help the hardships and the vicissitudes of life. Rav Kohn is all of the above. He can answer a shayla. I don't think he's afraid to give rebuke, although in a very sweet manner. He's a marvelous spirit, but above all, he's a person who carries all the members of the shul on his heart. That's what we're celebrating tonight. We've chosen to celebrate it via a seal. That we celebrate a seal is based on the psukim and halacha. When Shlomo HaMelech, when Hashem revealed himself to Shlomo HaMelech and said, you can have any wish you want, wealth, longevity, children, what would you like? And Shlomo HaMelech said, I would like a heart full of wisdom. And the next morning, Shlomo HaMelech woke up and he knew the entirety of the Torah. And it says that Bayas Mishta, he made a Suda. And Chazal say, Mikan Sha'ayim Rech Eisen Suda Lagom Rosh Hol Torah. From here we learn out that you make a Suda when you make a Siyam. And the question is obvious. Shlomo HaMelech just fell asleep and woke up knowing Shas. Because he made a Suda. I would also do the same thing. But here a person learned it. How do you learn it out from Shlomo HaMelech? And I believe the answer could be this Gemara in the Dorim of Lamed Ches. Yitchila hoya Moshe Rabbeinu loim min Torah. In the beginning when Moshe Rabbeinu loim Torah, hoya mishakta, he used to forget it. Ad shemitim loim b'matana, never eaten on Moshe. Until Hashem granted him as a gift. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu used to forget Torah? Why did he forget? Did he have a poor memory? And the Maral explains that Torah is something which is so heavenly, which is really so removed from the human mind, that it cannot stick to the human mind. Only if when a person learns Torah, Hashem puts it into our mind. You should know that if you made a Siyum HaShas, all 107 of you, maybe more, you should know you didn't learn Shas. You toiled, you studied Shas. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into your heads, just like you put it into Shlomo HaMelech. And that's why we made this Siyum. You should know that a time of a Siyum HaShas is a tremendous Eis Ratzon. Ramesh Baruch Hu Shulzinger, the Rav of Nebrak is to give a shir, and he's made a lot of siyumim. And once at one of them, he used to tell a lot of stories also. And once at a siyum, he said that you should know at a different siyum, once people came to the Bris Karov, they did not have children. And they asked the Bris Karov, what should we do? And the Bris Karov told them, go to a Siyam, and when the Siyam happens, you should be misfollowed. And so they did. And they came back to the Bris Karov and said, we went to a Siyam and we misfollowed for a child. And the Bris Karov said, in 1 year you'll have a child. Now one of the people in the Siyam knew Rabbi Schulzinger's propensity for telling stories, said, nope, nachamaisa, another story. And Rabbi Schulzinger said, tell me, do you have any brothers?
No.
Do you have any sisters? No. How many years were you born after your parents passed? He said, 11 and a half. He says, is your father's name Moshe Zalman? said yes. He said, go ask him, he'll verify the story. And he said that he asked him his throne, how did you know this school of him? It doesn't say that davening at a seal is an Ace Rotson fulfilled. And the Briskrov explained to him that back in the Alta Hand in Litta, it wasn't like today that he went over to any Al-Kacham and Hirab and Hirashim and asked him for a bracha. People, you know, people looked at you, they were strange. But there were only two people in all of Litta that gave brachas. One was the Chabad Chaim, and one was called someone called Ramakul Ushmina. And he said as follows, that in Tofresh Chayin Zayin, in 1917, there was a pogrom in Ukraine. And it was led by a Cossack called Kaplava, the Ukrainian called Kaplava. And they ran to Ramakul Ushmina, and they said, save us, do something, down for us. And he went into a basement. He took a minion with him and he made a seal. Made a seal mashas. And then he took out his tehillim and started out Hashri Yerish. And he got to the pasuk, Lo yichin arishoyim ki in kavetz hashet kifenu haruah. And when he got to those words, he turned bright red. And he said, Moitz, in Yiddish, is a flower, fugla. Asher tidvenu haruach, the vintel maveknen, let the wind carry him away. And he died at that point. That's Shiva's Ace Rotson of Asiya Mashas. Each and every one of us has what the Dhamma for. Take a moment, say a silent tefillah in the tzchus of Asiya Mashas. We end the chas, as your poem said, Kol Ashrina Alochis V'chol Yoyim Mufta Sheben Eidem Allah Shenema Alich Hasoyim Mloy Al Tipi Al Yichlis Allah Alochis. And the question is obvious, but it doesn't say Alichlis. And I think what he means to say is as follows. They tell a story once in Shari Chesed of old, one of the great ancient neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. People were a little dominating what's called the Groshul today. And there was an earthquake. And everyone got very scared, the building would collapse. And afterwards, calmed down. And they turned to each other and said, what did you do when there was an earthquake? What was your initial reaction? And one person said, I screamed Shema Yisrael. The other one said, I did tshuva. The third one said, I was mekabel upon myself to learn 12 hours a day. And then they turned to the Echad of Yusuf of Zabura, of David Baran, and said, what did you do when there was an earthquake? And he looked at them without comprehension. What did I do when there was an earthquake? I made a bracha, based on Ma'aseh Bereishis, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's what Chazal means. Al tikri halichlis ella halachlis. There's a madrega where halacha becomes a person's halichlis. Halachas aren't merely external things that we keep and make sure it doesn't crimp our lifestyle. But halachas are our halichlis, it's our very way of life. As we celebrate the 18th anniversary of Tzadik Kilo's foundation, we have a tulis ha-tzibur. You have a rub that leads you. And you celebrate it with a siyam. One has to be mekabel upon themselves to increase the limud ha-Torah. Stop by in the shul to see it. And I saw the list of shiurim, two chaburas a day on Gemara. But you have to increase the attendance of it. And you have to create more shiurim. One has to increase their dedication to halacha, to the point that the halachas and the halichas are one and the same. Chazal tell us, and this will end, that osid bote knesiyas and bote midrashas and bubble, the bote knesiyas and bote midrashas and bubble are going to be uprooted and they're all going to fly to Eretz Yisrael. Why are they needed in Eretz Yisrael? You should know Eretz Yisrael has a lot of shoots. And as a general rule, shuls in Eretz Yisrael are nicer than those in Chutz La'aretz. Rosh Hashanah might be an exception, but still, most of them Most schools here are rather pedestrian, and the schools in Edison are beautiful with high ceilings and marvels. Why do we need to bring schools from Flensburgs? There it is wrong. And my predecessor, Rappelzenthal, Gates Grove, used to say as follows. Sometimes people think that when Mashiach is going to come, we're all going to form one unit, going to turn into one blob known as Polyestrol. He said it's not so. After Bias HaMashiach will be the same illness that you had in Chutz Lorenz, will still continue in Eretz Yisrael. There'll be a Gates in Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be an Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Just it will be uprooted and taken to Eretz Yisrael. But we'll still be together, the same people, the same friends, with the same role. That's pshat. Also, Bati Knesias, Bati Midrashis. The true Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashis, with his Torah and Avayna and Yibuz Chassalkan, will be uprooted and removed as a whole with the entirety of the membership to Eretz Yisrael. The Ratzin, in the schools of 18 years, in this chus of celebrating it for the Sin Hashas, when this Kekulam Yasab and we all be zented together, that the Gilad Gedesha, all its members, together with Zerah, will be the Kalam Neveshir to Kedah the Merit of Amen.